Hey everyone, and welcome back to Season 4, Episode 7 of Back to the Past, the Alternate History Podcast. Before I started, I wanted to say thank you guys so much for putting us in the best podcast to listen to in November on Podchaser. Please check us out on Podchaser and check out the list that your fellow listeners compiled. It includes other hits as well, and it includes other great podcasts as well. Make sure to check us out on Podchaser. Link will be in the description. But now, going on to the scenario, today we're going to be talking about the Second Bill of Rights. And what if the Second Bill of Rights was passed?
Probably wondering what the Second Bill of Rights is. So, the Second Bill of Rights came as more so of an economic bill of rights. And this comes as, for example, what FDR proposed in his State of the Union speech in 1944. The second to final State of the Union speech before his death in 1945. So basically, he believes that, in a sense, that America needs to complete the New Deal. In a sense, we need a new Bill of Rights protecting 8 basic economic rights to American citizens. So these are some of the rights. So the right to a useful and remunerative job in the industries or shops or farms or mines of the nation. The right to earn enough to provide adequate food and clothing and recreation. The right of every farmer to raise and sell his products at a return, which will give him and his family a decent living. The right of every businessman, large and small, to trade in an atmosphere of freedom from unfair competition and domination by monopolies at home or abroad. The rights of every family to a decent home. The rights to adequate medical care and the opportunity to achieve and enjoy good health. The right of to adequate protection from the economic fears of old age, sickness, accident, and unemployment. And the right to a good education. And some of these have actually been covered furthermore, in a sense. But what if they were adopted in, say, 1945, right after the Second World War, in a sense? So first off, if we were to say that, we would have to automatically make it so Truman believes in this. But how about in this instead? How about if we actually propose that Henry Wallace would be in office during that time period? Because Henry Wallace was just as big as a progressive, if not more so, than FDR. And despite his unpopularity, specifically down maybe in the South, for example, I believe, for example, even if FDR did not win the South's vote, in the sense he would 100% still win the presidency, I think there's zero doubt about that. And I feel like Henry Wallace would probably definitely try to push for these economic bill of rights. So, for example, some of the actual economic bill of rights we see nowadays, for example, would be the right to adequate medical care and the opportunity to achieve and enjoy good health, which in a sense is kind of Medicaid, in a sense, and now a nowadays version of Medicaid, which, while Medicaid is not the best, it's still at least medical care for poor people who can't afford actual private insurance. There's the right to good education, and this has been available for quite a long time. A private, public, or Catholic school. Also, the right to adequate protection from the economic fears of old age, sickness, accident, and unemployment, and that, I believe, is covered by Social Security, in a sense. And while not all of these have been guaranteed, in a sense, I feel as if, for example, we have taken steps towards ensuring these new Bill of Rights. So first off, how would you think the American people would not only view a President Henry Wallace, in a sense, which he was an actual pretty unpopular president in the South specifically, but so how do you think Henry Wallace would be viewed by maybe Americans, for example, because he's actually known for having a weird Russian mystic. It's pretty interesting, his history somewhat. And, for example, he had ties to a Russian mystic, which Russia after World War II was definitely not the United States' biggest fan. So I feel like at least he would see a lot of opposition, in a sense. And to pass this new Bill of Rights would be very hard. So we'd have to ensure at least a House and Senate majority, and also a majority of states' support of this until, I'd say, maybe 1946. And so we'd have to see the Democrats winning not only the election in 1944, but also the majority in the House and Senate. Most likely a supermajority too, which I don't think in World War II would be very possible, especially because, as we know, for example, the Republicans were starting to gain back power, for example. And we saw this in the actual election in 1944 with Thomas Dewey actually being quite a little bit competitive. So what's your take on all the things I just proposed?
So I think, first of all, that this is a really interesting scenario, because if you look at it, I mean, especially during the time, it's starting to head towards more. It's pretty interesting to note that it's heading, it's definitely leaning more towards the left and starting to lean towards socialism. I mean, it's nowhere near that extent, but it's an interesting thing to consider in 1940s, especially when the Red Scare is about to happen with the Soviet Union. So I think going back to your question about how the American people are going to view Henry Wallace, I think it's going to be split, like 50-50 almost, where you're going to have people, like especially those in the South, who are enraged about this more socialist-like policies, as well as the government getting involved more in their personal lives. Because one of the core oppositions to this Bill of Rights was actually the government getting more involved in your personal life, like your job, for example. But then those who support it remember the Great Depression and how, because there was no government intervention or anything to help them, they were essentially on their own and they struggled a lot. So what they view as the second Bill of Rights could help protect them in case of another depression like that. So I think the American people are going to be split pretty evenly on if they support Wallace or not. And it's an interesting thing. But I think they would get enough votes of the 36 states they need to pass it. Because the people, they still remember the Depression. It was only a few years back. I mean, sure, the Second World War has made them somewhat forget the Depression, but it still always stays there. Those who grew up in the Depression, and they're starting to get a voting age now, and they remember what it was like. And even those who were not born in the Depression, but lived through it. So my point is, I think the American people, like, there's going to be two groups, those who support him and those who don't, but I think the supporting group is going to be able to win and pass the law. So I'm really curious now, how does this affect especially the 50s and the Cold War during McCarthyism especially?
So I feel like in a sense it's going to be really interesting actually in that election of 1948 specifically, because especially with Thomas Dewey's lead in the beginning, because Harry Truman was a historically unpopular president, but I don't know about with Henry Wallace specifically, because Henry Wallace was not really the most popular guy, and I feel as if we would maybe see a Republican administration rise in 1948, so let's just keep it to where Thomas Dewey might win. Or if we were to really, if it would be really interesting, but I know we're not going to take him this scenario, but if Robert Taft won in 1948, basically Robert Taft was super conservative for his time period even then. For example, he wanted to remove a lot for the New Deal, and he would most certainly go after the new Bill of Rights in a sense. And with that, I feel as if we should definitely transfer over to, let's just say, a Thomas Dewey administration, because a Dewey administration is more liberal. While it's more liberal in a sense, I think it's more so what would happen to the conservatives as a result of the Clement administration in the UK specifically. Because at least in the Labour administration in the UK, headed by Clement Attlee as Prime Minister, the only reason why Winston Churchill was able to win, Winston Churchill, for example, we saw in 1951, the conservatives were only really re-elected because they promised to keep the very popular at the time National Healthcare Service. So I think in a sense, I think we'd have to see an agreement similar to how Thomas Dewey would have to keep all the economic Bill of Rights in a sense. And so I think we'd see a much more of a liberalization of America. But I don't know how the Red Scare would work actually in this scenario, because it's going to make America a bit more liberal in this timeline for sure. And it's really hard to calculate that specifically. For example, we'd also have to look at specifically Henry Wallace's position on civil rights, for example. He was not like Truman or even FDR in the sense where he wanted, we could keep them separate but equal, or in a sense. But like just saying, oh, they're equal, but they're, you know, we should just keep them separated. But no, Henry Wallace actually pushed for a lot of civil rights legislation, actually. And he was a big proponent of it, in a matter of fact, because he wanted to actually have total legal equality. So I don't think a Henry Wallace campaign, a Henry Wallace presidency would be able to accomplish that. Maybe if we do have that supermajority, it would work. But I don't think it would work. I don't think it would happen, actually, in this scenario. But more so, getting on to it, I think with the Red Scare, I know I'm jumping back and forth, but the Red Scare is going to be hard to tell, because I think the Red Scare, in a sense, could be almost like a backlash as well to Henry Wallace's presidency, in a sense, because people saw, I think if we do have a Red Scare, Henry Wallace would definitely not be the top presidential candidate in 1948, because he is seen as a socialist almost, actually, in actual history. And not only a socialist, he also has connections to Russian mystics, as I mentioned before. So I think the Democrats would have to either A, nominate somebody different, or they'd lose. But I like I say, I think a Dewey administration would happen. And I'm sorry for going all over the place, Rohan. So I think, honestly, though, what do you think about the Red Scare?
So me personally, I think it's so me personally, I think it's a really interesting topic to think about because we have, these 5 years ago almost, we have these implementations of more leftist policies. And now all of a sudden you have McCarthyism and it's like very anti-left and very anti-socialism. Anything can be considered socialism that's like even the slightest to left. So I really think that McCarthy is going to bring down Wallace's policies, in my opinion, because everyone liked McCarthy, or rather they were forced to like him because of the way he spoke, and he kind of took over everyone and started ratting out and started blaming people for being communist or et cetera. So I think the way his character is, he's going to be able to bring the whole bill down, I feel. So after a few years of implementation, I think he's going to try and be able to pass some amendments to cancel out the Bill of Rights. So I don't think he's going to pass. I don't think he's going to be able to get rid of all of them. But for example, I think some of the ones that will get removed are the right for every farmer to raise and sell his products at a return. So in that is essentially the government is guaranteeing that the farmers will get a set price for their products. So I think he's going to get rid of that because that's a lot more communist economics. The government setting the price for that one. And another one I think that's going to get canceled is the right to have a job. Because in a capitalist society, the employers decide who's going to have a job, who's not going to be. But with this right to have a job, the government is taking control somewhat and creating jobs when necessary. So I think he's gonna take those two aspects of the Bill of Rights specifically, and he's gonna fight those two rights specifically.
Well, we're saying this happens before 1946, and McCarthy in actual history got in 1947, and so I don't think he would have to create. He would have to create amendments to the actual economic Bill of Rights in a sense, which itself, like we said, is a really hard process to do just to create an amendment
Oh
to the
no, I
Constitution.
know it, I know, but I'm saying like the way his personality is and the way his character is, before he himself was thrown out of like people started realizing that he's just like crazy and stuff like that. Because during this time period, there was hysteria, like everyone was like, oh, this guy's a communist, bad, bad, bad. There was hysteria and they believed anything. So I think the way his personality and his
Well,
care
do you think that's not still around today?
it see, there is some, but especially during this time period. And the late 40s and early 50s, it's the Red Scare is immense. The hysteria is really there and it's crazy. Like towards the later 50s, it calms down and it's not as crazy, which is why McCarthy, he gets out of the Congress.
Well, no, he dies. That's why he gets out of Congress. He dies in 1957. That's why he gets out of Congress, because he dies. He loses his position because of his death. Well, otherwise, though, I don't know if I would. I don't think he would be able to even take it down, because my opinion is more on the point of view of how I view it in terms of actually what happened in Britain, in a sense. Because, like I mentioned before, with Winston Churchill winning re-election in 1951, but having the promise that he would keep the NHS, I think would lead down to a similar road like that. Because I think, in a certain sense, I think Americans would be happier with their government protecting over protect. I think being overprotective of them, in a sense, because in a sense, in that point, it's more so of a debate over, like, it becomes a lot more, much more of a philosophical debate. It's more so like how much power should the government, or how much influence should the power have government have over your life. And this is a conflict that goes on all throughout history. We see it with the reason why, for example, with the consent to govern, the consent to be governed, and how, for example, the colonists viewed Britain as a tyranny. And there's also nowadays when we debate whether or not the government surveilling us all over the place, which they certainly do not. But otherwise, so let's get back to topic. So I think the last, like you were saying, for example, with McCarthy being able to upend some of that stuff, I don't think that would be possible. And if the only time they would be able to do that, I think, if they were to even get enough support, would probably be under a Taft administration, say he wins in 1952, but then they'd have to get it done by 1954 since he dies in 1954. And Taft is a huge conservative. Like one of the only conservatives, I'm pretty sure, that wanted to get rid of the New Deal actually during the time period. Compared to say even I say Eisenhower, who Dewey, and other ones who were liberal Republicans in a sense.
So one question I wanted to have actually, since the government is spending this much money on, these welfare benefits, do you think they would have money for the infrastructure plan that Eisenhower would have? And would Eisenhower even get elected? Would the US have the same national highway system we have today?
But honestly, I don't think Eisenhower would get elected in 1952. And if he wasn't elected in 1952, I don't think he would be elected in 1956. Now, the reason why he was elected in 1952 was mainly because he was a war hero, but he was also a liberal Republican, actually, as well. And so I think I don't think Eisenhower would be elected, but I don't know if the infrastructure plan would exactly be in place. I think eventually there would be a need for it, but if we're going to go with the point of view that Dewey wins in 1948 as a result of Henry Wallace taking power and implementing these economic bill of rights, Eisenhower would not be able to run in 50, would not be able to feasibly run in 56 and then run again in 60, mainly because his health would be in decline in a sense. And so after 4 years of Dewey administration, I think that leaves it up to an interesting 1956 scenario, which, I mean, I don't know where that would head. I don't know where that would head at that point.
So what you're saying, like, the infrastructure, like the massive highway system that the United States has today, wouldn't be as it wouldn't be as massive and immense as it is today, or be built later, like the construction would start later, and the funding would be less per year as well, because, you know, more of this money is going towards the welfare benefits.
Not even just that. I think it would just be built later on more so, because I feel as if they're gonna really build a massive infrastructure project like they did under Eisenhower with the interstate highway system. I feel as if they would have to definitely dedicate similar resources to that. But overall, I can't really say. There is going to be an interstate highway system built in the 50s. That's no doubt in my mind. But when exactly, I'm not sure. All right, guys. But that's going to be it for this episode of Back to the Past, the Alternate History Podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed it very, very much. And first off, we gotta thank, for example, Podchaser, who put us as one of the top 60 podcasts to watch in November. And to anybody else who watches, we also thank you very much.
We really do appreciate it. Thank you.
But yeah, otherwise, you heard it from me, you heard it from Rohan. We thank you guys very much, and it's very much appreciated as to high schoolers who are doing this for fun. Really, we don't get any money off of this at all. But we hope you guys have a great day.